5 years in this little house. I won't trade for nothing the life that we built. I'll kiss you goodnight and say I love.
And blank, it turned into two. It was just gonna be another night with the boys, shooting some pool, picking a stool, and making some noise. Then she walks in, and I never danced. Turns a tip in the band, and taking her hand. Oh man, it happens like that. Out of the blue sky, lost in her blue.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An unfortunate start to the unofficial beginning of summer this weekend. Hot car deaths. From ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Already there are two cases. One in Albuquerque, a one-year-old child is dead after being left in a hot car by an adult. It's unclear why the child was left. And in Meridian, Idaho, a 35-year-old mother has been arrested and charged.
That child is recovering. Last night, Russia launched 355 attack and decoy drones against Ukraine, an all-time record, as well as 9 cruise missiles, say Ukrainian officials. President Trump laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington during annual ceremonies.
Every Gold Star family fights a battle long after the victory is won, and today we lift you up and we hold you high.
President earlier on social media attacking unnamed people he called the scum who tried to destroy America the past 4 years. This is ABC News. In the bad time for an exit department, ABC's Gio Benitez.
A flight from Tokyo to Houston diverting to Seattle when officials say an unruly passenger allegedly tried to open an emergency exit door mid-flight.
All of a sudden, we both woke up to somebody shouting out, "Is there another Marine on board?"
Brittany Vasquez says two Marines helped the crew restrain the man with zip ties.
I'm so thankful for them, because I don't know how this situation would have been handled.
Police say the passenger suffered a medical crisis, taking him to the hospital.
You might want to shop on Memorial Day and stock up on good deals amid likely trade tariff price hikes, say shopping experts like ABC News consumer correspondent Becky Worley.
Discounts for active military and veterans are abounding this weekend. Adidas with 30% off online and in store. Samsung, 30% off online. And tons of restaurants offer discounts if you show military ID.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Get Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like Whirlpool. Store dinners and keep your coolers iced for sports practice with the large storage and ice capacity of a Whirlpool refrigerator from the Home Depot. Celebrate Memorial Day with savings on select appliances right now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, legislation known as Braden's Law has passed the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee says it keeps state law current with dangers that teens face online amid a rise in sextortion, soliciting intimate images from victims, and threatening to release them if they don't pay up.
This needs to be specifically itemized in our statutes and criminalized to the serious degree that we can.
The bill, named after a Wisconsin teen who took his own life after falling prey to sextortion,
designates the offense as a Class B felony, punishable by up to 60 years in prison. It's now ready to be scheduled for a vote by the full assembly. A Portage County man accused of shooting his brother during an argument pleads not guilty to attempted homicide.
Justin Wotalowicz entered the plea for that count and several others, including aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Investigators say he shot Ryan Wotalowicz in the leg, causing serious injuries. The 42-year-old was arrested at the scene and has been held on a $1 million bond. He'll face a week-long trial in mid-August. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can prepare for ATV-UTV riding season by taking a Department of Natural Resources-approved safety course. Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzklopp says they want people to be safe and responsible out on the trails.
These courses really provide a good avenue for that. They provide a good basis of, okay, these are the rules, these are the requirements. Even though we have that date and some people born before that, you know, they're grandfathered in, we would encourage all ATV and UTV operators to take that safety course.
Any operator at least age 12 and born on or after January 1st of 1998 is required to complete an approved safety course and carry their proof of certification while riding. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Duran Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Duran Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Advent Health and Security Financial Bank.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, will drop down to 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower and a high in the mid-60s. Get better, faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. That's 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
In the egg industry, we're going to hear what corn growers think about the report this morning. And it's Memorial Day, which means it's Monday and time to check up on what's happening in the used machinery markets.
From Memorial Day in the USA, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Then it's Kenneth Hartman, Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, woo, buddy. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to us all, my brother.
Yes, very good. Very good. You know, before we get to some of the news, we need to send our remembrance to the service people that made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country today. Mm-hmm. Their willingness to go forward and protect our rights, protect our freedoms, and then end up paying the ultimate sacrifice for it. We need to remember that and thank them right here, right now. And we do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the wife and I had a conversation the other day about whether or not it's appropriate to say Happy Memorial Day, because it is an ultra solemn occasion.
Yes.
I totally get that. And I know it's a tough day for some families who, you know, who are missing members because of sacrifices like that.
But Davis, if we didn't celebrate the freedoms that we've got on Memorial Day, isn't that almost the same as forgetting those that made a sacrifice for us?
Well, that's right, and that's my thought, too, that the sacrifice doesn't stop there. It's
right.
What they sacrificed for that we are able to enjoy and be happy about. This day has enough hours in it that we can mourn losses, we can show respect for those who were lost, and we can still get together with family and have a good time and call it a happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, absolutely. It is absolutely necessary, I think, to do all of that.
Agreed.
We've got to go through the solemn remembrance of everything that they did for us and for this country. We need to thank the families of those fallen service members and give them a hug.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that we can do for those family members, and we should. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we need to celebrate the freedoms that we have. It's all good. It's all good. Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, indeed.
Yes, yes. All right. We've got Machine Repeat coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a conversation with Kenny Hartman Jr., the president of the NCGA. Mm-hmm. He's going to be here to give us the corn growers' take on that MAHA report that was released last week, Davis.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the conversation with Kenny.
Sure, sure. Well, we'll revisit a few stories from last week. We'll definitely get to that. I'll begin here. Consumer price data for April shows inflation rose just 0.2% from the previous month, slowing the annual inflation rate from 2.4 down to 2.3%. That's the slowest annual rate since early 2021. Still, Chip, we know many families continue to feel the financial pinch, both at the grocery store and when they want to go out to eat.
Yeah, yeah, there's no question about it. Now, I'll admit, where I do my shopping for food, I've noticed that prices are starting to creep back up to the upside. I mean, they went way up, they came back down, and now they're starting to go back up again. But still, this official measure of the inflation rate, I think it's going to give the Fed a little bit of cover to go ahead and make some interest rate adjustments to the downside yet this year.
All right. Well, several U.S. farm commodity groups and the American Farm Bureau Federation had sharp criticism for RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again report. A response from the American Soybean Association laments, quote, "Farmers represented by ASA, that's the American Soybean Association, are disturbed. The MAHA report contains recommendations that are not at all grounded in science and seem to advance the agenda of food elitists and activist groups that have long sought to undermine U.S. agriculture." Separately, several ag groups broadly called on the commission and the Trump administration to make science-based decisions in future actions. Big topic of discussion here.
Very much, very much. We talked about it a lot last week. If you would like to hear the thoughts of Caleb Ragland, he is the president of the American Soybean Association. All you got to do is go back and listen to the Farmer Forum that we had on Wednesday morning. You can hear that. Steve Pitstick was in on that conversation. He had some thoughts on it as well. And, of course, we've got Kenny coming up later in the show.
Well, Chip, House Republicans voted in favor of passage of Trump's one big, beautiful bill. The legislation includes $3.8 trillion in tax cuts and cuts in growth in Medicaid and SNAP, coupled with the phase out of some clean energy tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act and increases for reference prices in Title I of the Farm Bill. The bill now heads to the Senate, where significant revisions, especially to the tax provisions, are expected, Chip.
Yeah, on Friday in the free-for-all, Tyson Redpath from the Russell Group, he said that the Senate likes to call itself or think of itself as the House of Perfection.
That's right.
And they're going to try to perfect this bill. Well, we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told senators Wednesday last week that a proposal setting 2026 renewable fuel standard volumes and likely volumes for additional years is nearing release. The proposed rule is under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget. That's the final step before publication, Chip.
Yeah. Now, on the conventional ethanol, 15 billion gallons is the assumption, and I think that's probably right, that the RVO, the renewable volume obligation, is going to come in at 15 billion gallons. But the one that everybody is wondering about, and there were some rumors about in the bean oil market here last week, is what that bio-based diesel RVO is going to be. The expectation is 5.25 billion gallons. The rumor was that it was going to be 4.65, and the market tanked on that, the bean oil market. So it's an important decision that's coming from EPA.
It sure is. A couple of stories of disease, Chip. Let's hit both of these. Brazil's ag ministry said 3 of 7 tests administered for suspected cases of bird flu came back negative. All 3 of those from non-commercial farms. What's not written here, Chip, does that mean that there were 4 positives, I guess?
Okay.
They gave 7 tests, so they're talking about 3 came back negative.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a math magician, but I think the answer is 4.
I think the answer is 4 on that as well. And these the animal disease issues and the impact that it's having on global trade. I mean, Brazil is the world's biggest poultry exporter. Yep. China is the biggest buyer of poultry from Brazil. What do you think that's doing to the Chinese poultry market right now?
Yeah.
They're going to try to get that market reopened just as quickly as they possibly can. And then here in the U.S., you know, we've got the southern border closed to trade of live animals, really, with Mexico, just because of the New World screwworm. And Secretary Rollins is going to be meeting with her counterparts down in Mexico about the efforts to get that under control and potentially to restart trade. They're going to have that conversation here real soon. Hey, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Stick with us. We got Machine Repeat up next here on AgriTalk.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grains. A strong control plan, including chemistry rotation in the bin, helps stop insects before they start. At Central Life Sciences, we believe in making every kernel count toward your profits. That's why Gravista Insecticide features a 3-in-1 formulation of insecticide, synergist, and insect growth regulator. Now available in a convenient quart size, designed for empty bin treatments to help you store smart and make every kernel count. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Maximize your equipment potential with the ultimate upgrade from Titan at Goodyear Farm Tires. Titan's LSW technology is a simple bolt-on solution that provides track-like performance in a super single tire without the headache of track systems. American-made LSW tires improve fuel economy, traction in the field, all while reducing soil compaction and power hop. Visit Titan-intl.com to chat with real tire experts about how Titan and Goodyear Farm Tires are your ultimate upgrade for your best performance in the field.
Struggling to find the right equipment at the right price? The M3 Hilltop Ranch Retirement Auction on Purple Wave makes it easy. No reserves, no hassles. John Deere 7 and 8 Series tractors, a 2021 JDW 235 wind rower, and more, all in Rogersville, Missouri. You're producing this season, and we have equipment ready to go to work at purplewave.com. Bid before the auction closes May 14th. Purple Wave. Straight. Simple. Sold.
My husband is...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You can't see us, and we can't see you, so don't go changing. Listen just the way you are to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to Agri Talk on this Memorial Day Monday. I hope you are all having a fantastic weekend and making the most of it, even if the weather is maybe a bit of a hassle. We're all going to do our best. First, Davis, here we go, huh? The first official week of summer.
That's
2025.
Right, the first official week of unofficial summer is actually.
That's it.
I think is what it is. But be that as it may, the smoke of the grill is in the air. Chip, the birds are chirping. The sun is shining somewhere.
Bring it all. Bring it all. I'm loving it. Loving it. All right. Hey, let's get him in here. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, Greg? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Memorial Day to you, friends. Hope you have a great day there.
Yeah, fantastic. Appreciate it. Let's jump to it, man. What do you got for the pick of the week?
Pick of the week, we're going last week, a skid steer, very low hour. This was on a sale, I believe it was last Tuesday, up in Indian River, Michigan, by my friends at Meadama Auctioneering. Scott and Sid and Jeremy and Chuck, they do an awesome job there. They had a couple late model items. One was a 23 model Bobcat T770 on tracks, only had 32 hours on it. So, of course, we expected to sell high. Now, it brought $69,750. But when you go to machinerypete.com and you punch up Bobcat T770s, I think it's pretty telling, guys, that that's a strong price. It's top 10. It's the ninth highest. But with 32 hours, you know, it wasn't too long ago, we'd expect that to be a record. Now, it's telling the eight higher auction prices were all from April of 22 through the end of or early this year. And just for perspective, the all-time record was back in December, it was December 28th of 22, so December of 22, I think that, draw a red circle around that, that was the absolute top of the used market, because a friend of mine with McGrew Equipment actually sold a T770, a 20 model, with 531 hours for $98,000 back on that day.
Yeah.
So, again, I was 2 years old at the time, 500 hours, 98. Now this one, last Tuesday, brings almost scraping 70K. For, again, a two-year-old one with 32 hours, so kind of interesting. That same sale, they had a 23 model Kubota R640 wheel loader, and we're just seeing a ton of wheel loaders hit the auction market. I think the construction world, with all the uncertainty on the politics and building, I don't know quite how to add it all up, but anyway, we're seeing a lot of wheel loaders. This 23 Kubota R640 had 209 hours, sold for $74,750. So, again, that was last Tuesday out of Indian River, Michigan.
All right. You know, on this skid steer, you know, I've been in the market for a long time, but I've been forced out because of some of the prices on these skid steers. For a while there, Greg, you know, when Davis and I talk about land values, every now and then the impact of the recreational land buyer gets into the market. For a while, I feel like there was some hobby farm influence on the skid steer market. Because it's one of those items that's nice to have. So it feels like there was some influence on that. Am I overstating that?
No, you're right. I mean, everybody was on the buying side. It was piling in. Back, and again, I mentioned December of 22. The other thing we have to remember is the inventory was so low across dealers back then, historic lows. So, you know, you had maybe a little better time in agriculture overall. And then, you had other people piling into the market, whereas right now, again, you know, with some uncertainty there and stock market fluctuating, your 401k, you know, whatever, dropped 800 points one day into last week. it just gives you a little back off. And that's the harsh reality. And I've always thought the kind of brutal honesty of these auction prices.
Yeah.
You know, 98,000 was the market end of 22. And right now it's 69,750. So good news for you, my friend, if you're still looking. This summer, I think you might have a chance to get a good buy.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes open for it, okay, Greg? Okay. It will be monumental if I actually pull the trigger on one, okay?
Well, I'm pulling for you, friend.
Thank you. All right, what else did you spot this last week?
Oh, we had a variety of sales. May is not historically the busiest time, but that's kind of flattened out here the last few years with all these online auctions. But I know a week ago Saturday, there was an interesting sale up in Black Duck, Minnesota by Mid-American Auction Company. If you like red tractors, they had an 81 model International 5288 two-wheel drive, 6,582 hours. Just looked like a good, solid tractor. That brought 19,000. And I thought that was pretty strong given the average. The last 27 of them I've seen sold at auction, 5288 says 15,657. So again, 19 was pretty good. And then, some other interesting sales. Our friends at Big Iron last Wednesday had some interesting items. They had a 2010 John Deere 8320R from Nebraska with 3,832 hours. That went for 166. Of course, that's pre-def, pre-tier 4. For perspective, the average auction price this year on an 8320R is coming in just over 138. So 166 was pretty solid. They had a 1970 4020 chip. You'd have liked that one. A beautiful looking tractor. Diesel canopy looked beautiful. That brought 22.25. And that got me looking, scurrying off to see the average auction price on 4020s this year, which right now is $10,529 so far this year is the average. And that's actually pretty steady. Last year it was $10,009. And the 3 years before that, so it's what, 21 to 23, it was right about 11.2 to 11.5. Market was a little higher, obviously, back then. And they had a pair of John Deere S690 combines on the sale Wednesday, both out of Nebraska. 17 model with 1,227 SEP hours went for 131.25. And a 14 model with 1,395 SEP hours went 125. So that was Big Iron. Mm-hmm. And then should mention a couple sprayers, Chip, that sold last Tuesday. Our friends at DPA Auctions out of Fremont, Nebraska. Of course, they've established a sprayer market all over North America. And they sold a 22 model John Deere 410R, 347 hours out of Illinois for $362,000. Also a 22 model Case IH Patriot 4440 with 1,059 hours. I think that was up my way in Minnesota. That went for $210,500. That's the highest in the U.S. so far this year on a Patriot 4440. And then they had a higher hour Rogator out of Texas, a 23 model 1300C, 2300 hours. That went for 125.25. That was our good friends at DPA Auctions last week.
That sprayer market it may not be as red hot as it was 3 years ago, but it's still pretty doggone warm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing all right out there. I know there was another one last week. I'll see if I can find it here. I think it was last Wednesday evening, up out of the Michigan area. It was a sale by Albrecht Auction Service. Their website is bidnow.us. Check it out, folks. They have a sale every other week. And this is an interesting trend, Chip. I'm seeing this develop this last couple of years here, but outfits like Albrecht Auction Service, they were ahead of it, but they actually label their sale the tri-state sale. So they're pulling equipment from sellers in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. And I'm seeing that now, there's a great auction company in Nebraska at a Marshall Land and Auction. They pull equipment out of Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. So, and they do these, once a month, twice a month. But anyway, on that Albrecht sale, they had a 20 model Apache AS1240 XP, 120 foot boom, 1200 gallon. I don't know the hours on it, but that brought $100,250. So, yeah, good sprayers have been doing decent.
Yeah. We're always trying to figure out exactly what is driving that, but to me, that feels like a hedge against not being able to get the co-op in town to come out and get a job done at some point.
Yeah, it could be. I know there's
tight windows.
It seems to be the 1 and 2 year old ones are doing okay. The really nice ones that are pre-def, they are spinning heads and attracting some strong ranchers for sure, no doubt.
All right, we got about a minute. What are you watching?
Hey, folks, there is a sale coming up. You might want to come join me at this one. It's Saturday, June 21st, so you got plenty of time. Make your plans. Come with me to Lime Springs, Iowa. It's a farm auction for Harry and Lola Blackburn. The sale is by my friends at Joel's Tractor and Auction. We'll be filming it for Machine Repeat TV. Check this out. They got a 2016 John Deere 9420R with 122 hours, one owner. An 09 John Deere 7230 premium two-wheel drive, Gold Key, okay. 1,076 hours, one owner. And then an 18 model John Deere S760, which you don't see many of those combine.
Right.
35 step hours. So that's going to be quite an auction.
Yep, very good. Very good. Greg, have a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great, guys.
Excellent. That is great. Peterson Machinery Pete, stay with us. We're talking Maha Report with Kenneth Hartman Jr. from NCGA next here on Agriculture.
Attention farmers, Purple Wave and Tri-Green Equipment have joined forces to bring you exceptional machinery at our No Reserve Auction ending May 14th. Get your hands on two John Deere 8R tractors, six John Deere 4000 series sprayers and spreaders, plus John Deere and Kinze planters to boost your productivity. Head to purplewave.com to inspect the equipment and place your bids. This is your chance to power up your operation with trusted machinery. Your next equipment is just a bit away at purplewave.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo-matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org. Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start, grow, finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
At agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all of you. And let's bring in Kenneth Hartman, Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association. Kenny, happy Memorial Day to you.
Happy Memorial Day to you.
All right. So, hey, Kenny, the last time we talked, you were having trouble getting in the field because of all the rain. Give us an update. How much progress have you made?
Well, we're about two-thirds done now with planting. I'm actually in the tractor right now. We're planting down here in the bottoms. So we're making some progress. At the same time, though, I have had to replant some spots, and it's still been raining in spots. It's drying up a little bit. I know we have a concern on Sunday and Monday. We got like 80% chance of rain down here again. So we're trying to get done what we can get done.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, stick with it. I know you will, and get this job done. Okay, last week, the MAHA Commission released their report, the Make America Healthy Again Commission, and there was widespread expectations for what would be in that report based on the comments from RFK Jr. in the past. And there weren't many surprises in the report, Kenny, but dang, he kind of put ag on notice on a couple of issues, didn't he?
Well, it's very frustrating. You know, in that report, he brought up atrazine, he brought up glyphosate. I mean, they're very important pesticides that we've been using for many years. And he talks about looking through and studying them again. Well, my gosh, atrazine's been studied more than any other pesticide that I know of. Roundup's been around for many years, and glyphosate. So we don't understand why we got to go back and start over. I mean, we've got sound science right now. We believe that the sound science has prevailed when it comes to some of these pesticides. So that's a frustration for us.
Yeah. Kenny, talk to the non-farmers that are listening to this right now, because it's a topic that many can get emotional about, and when they see something in a report like this, RFK Jr. is questioning whether or not there is a connection between pesticides and some of the childhood diseases that we're dealing with. Talk to those non-farmers about why you're using pesticides, and explain more about the testing and the regulation that goes along with these chemicals.
Well, these pesticides, before they were ever approved, they have to go through a rigorous regulation process and studies. I mean, EPA goes through. I mean, that's why we have our labeling. It explains what you can do with the pesticides, what you can't, what type of rates you use, and I mean, it's all been studied and spelled out, and then every 15 years, them pesticides have to be re-registered, so they go through the process again. That's why I talk about atrazine. I mean, that's been around a long time, and they've studied, and it keeps coming back with the same answers, it seems like, so we don't know why we need to all of a sudden set up a new system and start going through that again. And, you know, one of the things that people need to understand, we've came a long way from maybe 40, 50 years ago. I mean, years ago, we were plowing, we were disking, we were working ground. I mean, now we're in the more conservation. We're doing no-till. We're doing cover crops. We've got the precision technology that we're actually we have the technology. We use less products of some of these pesticides and things because of the precision side.
So, Kenny, what's the alternative here? If the chemistry is taken away from farmers, what are they going to do to control weeds and bugs?
Well, we're going to have to go back to the old way of doing things, and that's basically going out and working the ground. You're going to lose a lot of conservation things that we've done, and we're not going to be near as sustainable. It's getting away from no-till. It's getting away from the cover crops because we need these pesticides to control the burn down and to basically farm the way we're farming today. So that's a big concern. And when that comes about, it's going to be more costly to put a crop out. We're not going to be as efficient. We're not going to be as sustainable. So it's not only going to cause issues with the farmer, but it's going to cause issues with the whole country because of the fact it's going to cost more to produce food. And at the same time, I really believe that, you know, the United States, with the regulations we have today, we've got the cheapest and the safest food in the world.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's your ask, Kenny? What do you want the administration to do? What do you want corn growers to do to influence what this final report might be?
Well, first of all, we've been frustrated because we haven't been able to be involved with the process. You know, we've asked for meetings with the MAHA group. We've asked for some meetings when it comes to these areas, and they've shut us out. They won't meet with us. They don't come talk to us. So what we need is farmers out here to call their representatives, to call the make communications with the White House, make communications with these different areas, and tell them how important it is to have our tools in the toolbox, to have these pesticides, and talk to them about how important it is to us farmers out here and for the consumers when it comes to their food supply, because we do believe that it's very safe when it comes to the raising of the crops and the agriculture side of it.
Yep. Good stuff, Kenny. I mean, if there was ever a time to raise your voice and make your opinions known on issues, this is one of those times. And need to talk to your lawmakers, need to send those notes to the White House, send them to EPA, heck, send them to the MAHA Commission. Make sure that your opinions are known. Another big development last week, Kenny, the passage of the one big beautiful bill, the budget reconciliation bill, it included some things in there for that farmers, that ag needs to be aware of, and they're taking care of the farm bill issues in the budget reconciliation with that increase to the reference price. What's your take on that?
Yeah, definitely the Title I area when it comes to PLC and ARC is in that in this bill. They are using a lot of the numbers that the National Corn Growers and other ag industries were supportive of. So we're very happy with that. There is a concern that they did do a stop as far as the PLC. If corn goes below $3.30, that would kick out that you wouldn't have any more funding in PLC for that. But hopefully we don't get to that point. But that is one concern. But overall, on the farm bill side, most of the things that we were asking for, the MAP and FMD is in the House side. We're very happy that about doubling that because we right now need that support on building markets overseas. You know, the crop insurance components are there. So there's a lot of good things that are in that bill. Now, there is concerns that, you know, it is not a farm bill. I mean, it is right. A reconciliation bill, but our stuff is in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it includes an opportunity for E15 year-round availability, right?
Well, on the House side, it does not. But on the Senate side, we're hoping that the Senate side will institute that. Okay. Because we do believe that if we would get the E15 year round in that bill, that would actually help support the Title I policies because it's going to hopefully raise the price. It's going to raise the market where we won't have to need some of that Title I support.
Absolutely, I'm with you on that. And you know, year round availability of E15. It's got great bipartisan support. There are a few very influential lawmakers that are still against it, but the majority of lawmakers in a bipartisan group are in favor of this, Kenny. It's an opportunity to push it.
That's our frustration. We definitely, everybody tells us that they're wanting to support E15. If it's the White House, if it's the House and the Senate, it's bipartisan. It's a frustration that we everybody supports it, but we just can't get a carrier or a bill to carry that. Now back to the other, we also the bill, the big beautiful bill, does have emphasis there on 45Z when it comes to energy. So that's a big plus for us. That is in there too that they came back with.
Yeah, yeah, There was a big push, and you know it's probably going to face another challenge when it gets over to the Senate, because there are some that believe that if there was anything that was in the Inflation Reduction Act, it needs to be scrapped. Well, 45Z is one of those things that was in the Inflation Reduction Act, so it'll be challenged again. But I think it's got a pretty good chance. Of surviving it. We got the RVOs coming up here real quick too, don't we?
Yeah, that's another topic that'll be coming up, so it sounds like, in a few weeks.
Yeah, those RVOs, and it's fair to say that with conventional ethanol, we're going to be looking at 15 billion gallons on that, aren't we?
Well, we're hoping so. We definitely, National Corn Growers supports that. I mean, that's our big emphasis is E15 and that 15 billion gallon RVO number.
Yep, absolutely. Kenny, hey, thank you so much for making time for us today. Get back to planting corn and be safe, and happy Memorial Day.
Well, happy Memorial Day to you and everybody that's listening, and thank you very much, and we will talk to you next time.
Sounds great. That is Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association, right here with us on AgriTalk. All right, when we come back, we are going to wrap up this Memorial Day edition of AgriTalk.
Something amazing is happening in business. More companies are turning to Mac. From finance to fulfillment, CDW will seamlessly support Mac integration into your organization. With the power of Apple Silicon, best-in-class security, and compatibility across your favorite apps, your team will have the performance they need and the tools they love. Make amazing happen. Mac and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/apple.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is a listening learner, so he checks with Babbel's speech recognition to be
Precio.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers.
The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody, on your Memorial Day AM chip. It's Memorial Day already. Summer's starting, baby. This is, well, this is unofficially.
Unofficially.
Yet. Unofficially.
Unofficially it is starting.
It
yes.
feels pretty official to me, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I would like to have, like, 80s, be out on the boat.
Okay.
You know, that would feel a lot more like summer than what this does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at some point, we should check in with someone who knows about the weather. Maybe we can see if we can get that done for you.
It's not
I don't know.
A bad idea.
I mean, summer, it's summer. You know, that sounds like summer weather. I bet there'll be one or two days in there. Get out on the boat.
I bet there will be. You know, this afternoon...
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon, by the way, we're going to be talking with Brett Waltz from BAMWX.com, and we will get the full summer outlook from Brett on that one. So, yeah.
Wow, I was really on to something it. There. Yeah.
It's almost like you know the future.
Almost. Almost.
Almost.
Good talk with Machinery Pete. Always good to catch up with him. Skid steers came up, Chip.
Yeah.
I know you've been looking for one. I don't know how long we've been working together, but it's been before that.
Oh,
it seems like that you've been looking for a good deal on a skid steer, and it just doesn't come along here, apparently. I don't know.
Well, there used to be some good deals on skid steers out there. I just don't think there's been any since. I really got serious about the whole idea. Mm-hmm. And here I am still thinking, you know, that'd be nice to have, but it's probably to the point now that I'm just going to use a scoop shovel.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough. Yeah. and I don't know that we got any indication. Of course, Pete doesn't necessarily see the future either, any more than I do or you do.
Right, right.
I don't know if you're going to get that skid loader bought, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's still a lot of demand out there for it. And
yes.
I just, right now, it feels like that demand is farm and construction. There was a while a couple of years ago that the hobby farmers and the guys that thought, boy, it'd be nice to have that, and they had the willingness to spend the money because they felt like they were certain enough. I don't know, maybe they were checking their 401ks on a daily basis and just decided, you know what, I'm going to buy one, and I really don't care what the price is. I'm just going to buy one. I don't think that there's a lot of that kind of money involved in this market right now. It's those that
it's more than a it would be nice to have right. need for that skid steer.
Right. Yeah. This is a valuable tool that will be put to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, somewhere.
Absolutely.
And the dynamic between the new and the used market, too, I think just remains a very interesting relationship there.
Oh, yeah. And Greg does such a great job of you know, detailing some, the used equipment values and the trends that he's seeing out there.
Yeah.
And in the background of it all at this time is, geez, what's it cost to buy it new? Geez, yeah. These trade issues out there, are we sure that we're going to be able to get parts? So I think on the tractor side of things, mm-hmm. there's been a kind of a resurgence of buying some backup horsepower just in case the primary source of horsepower fails them yeah. and you can't get a part to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, moving on. Kenny Hartman Jr. some in seeing the Maha report breathe a sigh of relief.
Yep.
You know,
Yep.
Kenny seems to be taking a little different approach, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I don't
Did
think
I
the corn growers are willing to let their guard down. And I tell you what, yeah. that might be the best approach here. And I'll tell you why. It is because when you look at the history of the guy that is putting that report out, you can't let your guard down. There are certain things that need to be watchdogged on a regular basis, and the influence that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of the Health and Human Services, that the influence that he wants to have on agriculture is real. It is. That is a real want of his. He's expressed the desire many times in the past. He has expressed his concerns many times in the past. I really believe, and this is based on the conversation that we had with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins even the week before the report was released, you know, the Friday afternoon before, where we said, hey, I basically said, have you had a chance to take a look at the report? And she said, that is a work in progress. That is it. I think that there was a lot of work done on that report from the time that Secretary Rollins, who is part of the Maha Commission, mm-hmm. by the way, she's got double duty on this.
Yeah.
From the time that she first saw that report until that report was officially released, I'm thinking that they were different versions. And it's because of the guy. It's because of RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. You go back to when the candidate Trump started tossing around ideas of bringing RFK Jr. into the administration, Jim Weismeyer threw a red flag, held up a red card for all you soccer/football fans out there, held up the red card and said, listen, this guy is an East Coast elitist that thinks he knows better for you than you. Mm-hmm. And that I would love to see the original version yeah. of the Maha report.
Oh,
because
man.
I would almost guarantee you, Davis, I'd mm-hmm. almost guarantee that it reflects a lot of that attitude.
Yeah. Well, and RFK Jr. did say previously, well, no, there's nothing in here that's going to bother the farmers. I'm not here to hassle agriculture. Well, or what was it? Farmers will be comfortable with
yeah.
this. I don't know that his assessment of what farmers are comfortable with is sound.
You mean you don't think he has a clue what farmers think?
Pretty sure not.
I think I'm pretty sure that you're right. And I think you're right. So there you go.
All right.
Davis, buddy, we'll talk to you again this afternoon. Have a good Memorial Day out there, everybody. As I mentioned, we're going to have Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com, here this afternoon on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand-Mondovi, Wabash.